Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after. Little Eric bringing us back, Eric Clapton. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We have many things there that you can read, listen, ask questions. You can check out our blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then every week we ask a different poll question right on the homepage. So when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So I hope you'll check that out. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, and by the way, it's just you and me for this segment. One more, and then we'll be back to regular after this segment. I want to talk to you about something though that I think is going to be coming at you pretty soon. That I want you to know about. I want you to kind of keep a heads up about. Maybe you've already noticed it. You know, we've had this oppressive level of unemployment that was brought on by the the 2008 events and 2009, still got millions and millions and millions of people unemployed. Never mind the 9.2% or 8.9% or whatever they say the unemployment rate is. That's really a bogus number. What does it mean to you? It doesn't mean anything to you, really. It's not even accurate. The number of people who are unemployed or underemployed are way more than that, much higher than that. That's a record-keeping number that doesn't really fit what's going on, really going on the ground. But having said all that, I want you to realize that as this recovery, as we've gone into this the recession and now the recovery, people who had jobs were pretty much hunkering down and putting up with whatever they had to put up with. And there's been a lot of ugly stuff out there in the marketplace that employees have had to deal with. A lot of fear. I've seen a lot of fear in the marketplace over the last couple of years that I've never seen before. So you got a lot of folks who are just glad to have a job, and if they're really capable, you know, they're stepping up their game and doing a lot more, and companies are taking advantage of that, and they are, companies are benefiting from the extra effort that people are putting into it. But you know what? That's what I call creating a casualty list. And what that means is, at some point in time, something has to give. And what that give looks like is whenever they can, when the economy starts picking up enough, where hiring is more the norm than it was yesterday and maybe today, the good people are going to start becoming in demand. Now, they might not go looking, or they might, but even if they don't go looking, somebody may come looking for them. Because remember, the jobs that are going to be opening are qualified jobs, jobs where people are wanting to fill a highly capable person with. And they may not look for an unemployed person for that job. They may be looking for somebody that they've observed is already executing for the company they work for and maybe are underappreciated. So what if that's one of your people? So what I'm trying to tell you right now is that if you think that the economy is such that you can fail to recognize, to appreciate, to compensate, to make sure that your employee knows that you're glad they're there and you don't want them to leave. If you haven't done that, then day by day, as this economy, as this recovery proceeds, day by day, that employee that you have not taken the time and the effort to make sure that you let them know you value them in all the different ways you can do that, and we've talked about on the show. If you're not doing that, then that means that they are going to be fair game and maybe easy pickings for maybe even a competitor. So it's time to look around you and say, okay, I'm not going to be able to, you know, fear the fear-based loyalty, if you can call it that, fear-based loyalty, that's starting to erode. That's going away real quick. So pay attention to this and make sure that if you got good people, just check your position and see if you know, have I been neglecting them? Have I been taking these people for granted? Have I got a person that I really don't want to get away from me, but in all my attempt to survive, you know, where I've been under the gun too, and my people have stepped up and taken, you know, don't presume that they've done that because they love you so much. Maybe they just did it partially because they're good people and that's what good people do, partially because they're loyal to you. But you know what? That loyalty only goes so far. And somebody brings them a fresh idea, maybe a more responsibility, demonstrates that they appreciate what their capabilities are, and maybe even kicks in a few extra bucks, you're going to lose that person. So be sure that you today look around you and see what you're doing with your folks. Make sure that you don't fall victim to that kind of management non-performance, really is what it is. And you know what? It works the other way. Maybe you need to look around and start finding some people that other people are neglecting. That's the push and the pull, the yin and the yang. It works both ways. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and see what you find. I'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.